On the 15th of April 1950, a notable chapter began in the Celtic story, one that would see the main character involved with the club for almost three decades. Sean Fallon is a significant figure in the boys' history, serving as captain and later assistant manager to Jock Stein, including when the Celts reached the pinnacle of Europe in 1967. This is the tale of Celtic's Iron Man, Sean Fallon. Fallon was born in County Sligo on the 31st of July 1922. From early in his life, he had an interesting Celtic link. Joe McMenemy, the son of Celtic legend Jimmy McMenemy, once saved Fallon's sister from drowning. By way of thanks, Sean invited Joe back to his home, and Fallon was later sent a Celtic shirt and Willie Maley's book, The Story of the Celtic. Sean was an outstanding sportsman, accomplished in various sports. He was captain of a local swimming team and also played Gaelic football. However, his life would be dominated by another game, football. He served as a defender and turned out for various Irish teams, including Longford Town, Sligo Distillery and Sligo Rovers. In 1949, he signed for Glenavon and turned professional. His abilities were recognised beyond just club teams. Sean was selected to play at youth level for the Republic of Ireland and was also chosen for an Irish League 11 against a League of Ireland team. This fixture had a profound impact on his future direction. After impressing in this match, he was offered a chance to come to Scotland and sign for Celtic. He jumped at the prospect of doing this. Glenavon received a £5,000 transfer fee and Sean Fallon started his Celtic experience. He made his debut on the 15th of April 1950. This was in an away game against Clyde in a match that ended 2-2. It's actually more notable for witnessing Willie Fernie's first goal for Celtic, although unfortunately Fernie then added an own goal to his record as well. This day was also a reminder of the huge crowds that were evident at Scottish games in the past. 25,000 people were at Shawfield to watch Celtic's game. However, that same day, 134,000 fans went to Hampden to watch Scotland playing England. The Scots needed a win to qualify for the 1950 World Cup, but lost 1-0. Fallon played once more in that 1949-50 season, although it would be September of 1950 before he first appeared at Celtic Park, in a 3-2 win versus Rangers. During his time at Parkhead, he would play in different positions, mainly defence, but also attack. Within a year of his debut, he had cause to celebrate as Celtic clinched the 1951 Scottish Cup, beating Motherwell 1-0 to bring the trophy back to Celtic Park. Although the 1950s were not Celtic's most successful decade, Fallon won all three of Scotland's major trophies. The League in 1954, the Scottish Cup in 1951 and 1954, and the League Cup in 1956 and 1957, the latter being the famous 7-1 victory over Rangers. Fallon was also part of other Celtic victories, including the St Mungo Cup in 1951, when he scored 2 goals, as well as winning the Glasgow Cup and Charity Cup. However, as a player, the 1954 Scottish Cup final was surely his greatest moment. His second half strike proved to be the winning goal as the Celts beat Aberdeen 2-1. In doing this, he joined a small list of players that have scored winning cup final goals whilst wearing the hoops. As well as being a first team regular, Sean was widely respected within the club. In 1952, he became Celtic's captain, doing this until the following year, when the position passed to a man with whom he would become very closely associated, Jock Stein. As well as Celtic's green and white, Fallon also pulled on the green shirt of the Republic of Ireland on various occasions, including captaining this team too. As his Celtic career progressed, Sean was often affected by injury, including breaking bones on different occasions. One time, before substitutes were allowed, he came back on for Celtic, despite his arm being in a sling, which helped give him his Iron Man nickname. By 1958, it was clear that Fallon could no longer continue playing, but this was far from the end of his time at Celtic. Instead, he was appointed as a coach, working under Celtic's then manager, Jimmy McGrory. But a bigger role awaited him, under a different Celtic boss. In 1965, McGrory was removed as manager and Jock Stein was appointed to the top job. In doing so, he renewed his acquaintance with Sean Fallon, who was asked to become assistant manager. He would hold this position for most of Steen's time at the club. In doing this job, Fallon was at the heart of all Celtic's achievement of the era, including reaching two European Cup finals, winning 9 in a row league titles, and also multiple cup wins. But arguably his most significant contribution came in the 1975-76 season. In the summer of 1975, Jock's team was in a near-fatal car crash, which kept him out of the dugout for the entire season whilst he recovered. As such, Fallon became the acting manager. It was a difficult year as the boys failed to win anything. When Steen returned, there was only a small amount of time left for Fallon as his assistant. In the 76-77 season, Sean was removed as assistant manager and instead appointed to lead Celtic's scouting network. This caused him a great deal of hurt, and he later said that this action hurt deep in the heart. And then, in 1978, it got worse. Fallon's official time connected with Celtic came to an end. Jock's team left the club and numerous other changes were made, including Fallon being sacked. It was a sad end for a man who had given almost 30 years of his life to Celtic. However, this didn't mark the end of Fallon's footballing life. Within 2 years, he was appointed as manager of Dumbarton, where he worked for a year. This time involved one very notable moment when Sean tried to tempt Dutch legend Johan Cruyff to move to Bog Head. He also later acted as a director for Dumbarton and then Clyde. The latter was a fitting one, as it was against Clyde that he had first played in Scotland. At various times, Sean Fallon's contribution to Celtic and his native Ireland has been recognised. In 2002, he was given the Freedom of Sligo. And then, 10 years later, in 2012, he unfurled the league flag to kick off Celtic's season. This was at the start of Celtic's second 9-in-a-row league run. This flag event came just months before his death in January 2013. His funeral was held in Glasgow's south side, and a memorial took place at Celtic Park. Sean Fallon played in the hoops more than 250 times, as well as scoring on 14 occasions, including cup final winners. Early in his Celtic career, he once remarked, "I can never hope to find words to express my feelings at becoming a member of the Celtic Football Club." He would surely be proud to know that his place in Celtic folklore is assured, given his involvement in so many of the club's greatest moments. A Celtic legend and the club's Iron Man are the simplest descriptions that can be given to Sean Fallon. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X or Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.